Check out the Full Press Hockey Podcast with Jim Berenger, the best in the business. It's going to be great.
Don't worry about a thing. NWO, here to stay. One more for the good guys.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this Full Press Hockey Daily here on the Full Press Radio Network. I'm your host, Jim Berenger, the voice of Full Press Hockey. I hope you guys enjoyed our trade deadline special on Full Press Hockey on Friday with myself, Chris Wassel, and Ricky O. We broke it all down for you, big trades, what we thought teams did. And we're just going to give you a quick rundown recap of some things from the trade deadline that you need to know, you want to get caught up on. And, you know, winners, losers, if you really want to classify winners and losers or best trades, worst trades, however you want to say it. But we want to get down to the nitty gritty. And let's start off with the Vegas Golden Knights. They don't bring some wrestling into this as well, because that's another side of my personality that I love so much. And the wrestling side of this is they basically stole the show, to coin a phrase from WrestleMania, the showstopper, Shawn Michaels, Mr. WrestleMania himself, even though I'm a Bret Hart guy. That's what his name was. And look, they came off the top rope with that Macho Man elbow. They land Tomas Hertl like minutes before the deadline. They go big. And he's got 6 years left at $8.75 million. And they also landed Noah Hanifin plus Anthony Manta. What a deal for Kelly McCrimmon, right? Kelly McCrimmon comes in. It's the winning business, not the hockey business. They're the Stanley Cup champs. They may or may not make the playoffs. They should make the playoffs, but we'll see. And you think about it, right? Everybody complains, oh, LTIR, which is long-term injury reserve for those that don't understand. And they say, oh, well, you can't do that. It's against the rules, this and that. You should be penalized for it. No, it's in the CBA. It's going to be in the CBA. As long as it's in the CBA, no one's going to get punished. And general managers want to get rid of it, complain about it, but they don't do anything about it, right? Vegas been operating last couple of years, and don't forget, we have a flat salary cap. It's a hard cap. There's no soft cap with a luxury tax. This wouldn't be a problem. It also wouldn't be a problem if the salary cap had gone up. Yes, there would still be some bending of the rules or whatever you want to call it, but still, Vegas would be within the rules to use their LTIR space. Colorado's done it all year with Gabriel Landeskog. They did it last year as well. If Gabriel Landeskog wanted to come back today, they couldn't activate him because they don't have the space to do it. And it's a far cry from when like Gabriel Landeskog will be back. He may not even play in the playoffs this year. But Toronto's done it. The Devils had LTIR space they didn't use because of Dougie Hamilton. The Rangers could have told Trouba to stay out to the end of the regular season to finagle their way to get a scoring winger. So teams can do it. I mean, obviously the Tampa Bay Lightning did it and they flaunted it in everybody's face. You know, $18 million over the cap, this, that, and the other thing. Well, guess what? Doesn't matter, right? Go back and look at the postseason salary caps. There are none. And there will never be one because you would never be able to field the team if there was one. If there were injuries to key guys. Because you can't trade for guys in the playoffs. And you're not going to bag a series. So that's never going to happen. Are they going to put in a rule about, oh, you got to play X amount of games in the playoffs? Come on. Like, we're catering to people because certain general managers don't want to break unwritten rules. This isn't an unwritten rule. Kelly McCrimmon is smart enough. He has a team that is smart enough to figure out the CBA. And guess what? You didn't do it. So Vegas comes in and basically says, okay, we're just going to go do it and we're going to win. And Mark Stone may come back. He may not come back. We don't know. He's got a lacerated spleen. He has spleen surgery. I mean, you know, it's the heart and soul of that team. But, you know, look, good on them for acquiring Noah Hanifin, maybe sign him to an extension. They got work to do in the offseason with Chandler Stephenson and Jonathan Marchessault, but the cap's going to go up. And this will be a non-issue when the cap goes up in a few years and when they reopen the CBA. The cap's going to keep going up. But we're not going to have this problem. We're still going to have teams using LTIR space, but it won't be as bad. But because teams are going to win. And I know everybody gets on it because it's Vegas, because you're not supposed to be this good in your first couple of years in the National Hockey League. So for me, I think Vegas did a good job. I don't really have a problem with it. You can go around the league, you know, you say to yourself, well, teams could have done it, and they didn't do it. And you look at some of the moves made that day, and the New Jersey Devils come to mind as a team of like, what are you doing, or what's your direction, or what were you thinking? Because you have to say to yourself, you trade away Tyler Toffoli because you can't get a contract extension done. You wanted a longer-term deal. You wanted some trade protection. You weren't going to do it. Okay. But then you acquired Jake Allen and Kaapo Kähkönen, two moves you could have made 3 weeks earlier, but you chose not to because you're trying to get Markstrom. And you now need to get Markstrom because your goaltending, which is a position of need all year, could have helped you get into the playoffs. But these were all reactionary moves by Tom Fitzgerald instead of proactive moves. I'm not saying Lindy Ruff would still be the head coach, but if you fire the coach earlier, you can make the trade. You can keep your team in a position as the Red Wings and Flyers continue to fall, but the Islanders are on a 6-game winning streak. And sometimes the best moves are the non-moves. Look at the Florida Panthers last year. The Florida Panthers made zero moves. They were still adjusting to Paul Maurice's system. They didn't want to upset the apple cart, and they go to the Stanley Cup final, and they end up losing to Vegas. Now, injuries caught up with them. Bob came back to earth a little bit. The Islanders, 6-game winning streak. The only move Lou Lamoriello makes, bringing Patrick Roy, replaces the head coach. Team is starting to soar in a playoff position. They got to stay there. But Detroit's struggling. Philadelphia's struggling. So they can make up some ground here. And they made no moves. And New Jersey makes moves, but they're reactive instead of proactive. And Tom Fitzgerald, as you see on Full Press Hockey, wants to go big game hunting. We know he wants to get Jacob Markstrom. You know he wants to get UC Saros. You know maybe John Gibson, Elvis Merzlikins, and Linus Olmark are the categories. You know it's going to be Markstrom, Saros, and Olmark. Olmark was never going to leave Boston at the trade deadline. He didn't. He rejected a trade to LA, to Edmonton, Colorado, to New Jersey, which has every right to, because he wants to help the Boston Bruins win this year. But the inevitable is coming, and he's getting moved in the summer because Jeremy Swayman needs to get paid. Now, the Bruins didn't do much. They needed a second-line center. Maybe they try to revisit Elias Lindholm in the offseason, try to sign him. But Pavel Zacha's playing well for them right now, so maybe they don't. But again, he's coming in and out. You know, the Florida Panthers, we mentioned them before. You had Kyle Opozo. You had Vladimir Tarasenko. He had 3 points in his second game as a member of the Florida Panthers. So that was good. You re-upped your defenseman and you keep Gustav Forsling. You just have to worry about re-signing Montour and Reinhart. And I think with no state tax, like we see in Vegas and Nashville and Dallas, they're going to be able to keep their team together. And they're starting to roll and figure things out. You know, the Nashville Predators are a team we talked about on Friday as well. You know, you add Anthony Beauvillier. You know, you trade away Yakov Trenin and Graham Sword, but you get a second rounder, a third rounder, and Jeremy Hansel. Look, and then they add Jason Zucker. Look, that's a great move by them. Should they have sold? Yes, but they need to get the right prices for guys like Tommy Novak and UC Saros, and Barry Trotz wasn't going to do it. An 8-game winning streak, points in 12 straight. Yeah, you're not moving your guy. And at the time, you had a 10-game point streak, and you've won 9 of 10, so you're not moving. Forsberg's healthy, and Nashville does great work, and they move out a free agent. They're probably going to re-sign Alexander Carrier, and maybe they move Saros in the offseason because you know Askarov is coming. But we don't know. Maybe it's Askarov and Saros, and Lankinen goes out. So it'll be interesting to see what Nashville does. I like the moves Tampa made, Anthony Duclair, Matt Dumba. You had to shore up some offense. Needed some defense because of Sergachev being out of the lineup. That was a solid move. You know, Carolina, you add Yevgeny Kuznetsov, you add Jake Guentzel, and you look and you say to yourself, you're the Pittsburgh Penguins, right? And you say to yourself, okay, trade away Guentzel. We've been outscored 15-1. The team has quit. The team understands there's going to be a rebuild. But ownership has said, oh, as long as Sidney Crosby's around, we have to go for it every year. Wrong. 2 years ago, 2022 summer, after you lost in Game 7 against the New York Rangers, that summer, they should have started it. Maybe even before. Should have started it. Said Malkin, you only get 2-3 years, figure it out. Letang, you get 2-3 years, figure it out. You run him until the end of Crosby's contract. You don't go longer. Same with Raquel. Shouldn't have gone 5 years times five. And now you got to trade away Jake Getzel, and the return isn't as much as you thought it was going to be. Yes, you bring in Michael Bunting to potentially fill that role that he did in Toronto, what Zach Hyman's doing in Edmonton. But there's not much there. They didn't really get a lot. And Jari shouldn't have been re-signed in the offseason. The Penguins have a lot of decisions to make. Do I think Crosby's going? No. If he did have to go and say he wants to leave, you know where he wants to go. There's one place and one place only. It's Colorado with Nate McKinnon, because they need the center there with them, second line center like that. I know we know Colorado traded for Casey Mittelstadt, and he's the future, and what a move that was. They have Sean Walker. What a great move that was. But you wonder and you say to yourself, okay, so they did those moves, and now Penguins are going to have a lot of tough decisions. Same with Dubas. He made his first one, but again, it starts back in the offseason. Didn't need to re-sign Jari. Didn't need to trade for Carlson. And here we are with the Pittsburgh Penguins going in to this season, going to miss the playoffs again. So it's interesting to see what this team is doing. Look, the Winnipeg Jets, we talk about Colorado. Three-horse race in that Central. They add Colin Miller. They add, you know, Tyler Toffoli. What adds? You add Sean Monahan, Rick Bonus. Everybody's buying in. Check it out, NHL Insights up there as well. Started with Hellebuck and Shifley buying in. This team is playing well. Try to avoid Colorado or Dallas. Dallas made some nice additions as well. You add Tanev, you're going to get Tyler Seguin back. That team is clicking. You know what Stankoven can do. Point of game player. So that's a great addition. Colorado adds depth down the middle on defense. So I like what they did there. So, look, the Rangers, they add Alexander Wenberg. Good depth center for them. Jack Rossovic, we'll see if he's a top six forward, top line forward for Zibanejad and Kreider. Going to be interesting to see what they do there. Look, Edmonton, you add Sam Carrick, you add Adam Henrique. Those are nice little moves there for you. And, you know, Toronto adds a couple of depth defensemen. But again, it goes back to, you know, the start with Calgary and what they did, right? They move out Zadorov. They move out Hanifin. They move out Lindholm. They move out Tanev. But they don't move out Markstrom. They're out of the playoff picture. Ownership said, no, we're still in it. But again, it's like Shohei Ohtani. You were in it. You were close. And then you started to lose. And here you are now, out of a playoff picture. Now Jacob Markstrom is stuck in Calgary. Maybe if you made the move, he's in New Jersey. Maybe New Jersey gets on a run, helps that young D. But it's something the Calgary Flames will revisit in the offseason. But A minus for Craig Conroy for getting pieces for his unrestricted free agents and moved out all of them. And that's what he said he wanted to do. And he wasn't going to settle for anything less. And good on him for doing it, because he didn't want to have another Johnny Gaudreau situation. Matthew Tkachuk just didn't want to be there. And it seems like the American players don't want to be there as well. But Calgary, nice job getting good pieces. Decent pieces for their team and their rebuild down the road. You're trying to retool on the fly and you get some nice pieces. Now we're going to see moving forward what happens. Look, the Stanley Cup does not get awarded now. It gets awarded in June. Florida might be the best team now, but who's to say they are? Do we get another Vegas, Florida final? Is it somebody else? Carolina's finally got the goal scoring they need. Freddie Anderson's back. But NHL trade deadline, good, sufficient trades, smart trades by these general managers. There's a lot of stuff that didn't happen because of no trade clauses. Tyler Toffoli to LA, Ullmark to New Jersey, some other deals as well. Hanifin should have been going to Tampa, didn't. New Jersey doesn't address their defense. They want to set themselves up for the summer. A lot of great stuff. This drive for the playoffs is on. The West is loaded this year. A lot of moves there, more than in the East. Flip-flop from a year ago, but great stuff on the NHL trade deadline. A lot of trade grades out there. Michael Agiello on fullpresshockey.com. But guys, it's been a Full Press Hockey Daily here on the Full Press Radio Network. I've been your host, Jim Berenger, the voice of Full Press Hockey. Get it iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast. Take care and enjoy the rest of the regular season.
Barry Trotz, Nashville Predators, making sure you're listening to Full Press Hockey Podcast.